Low prices for raw coffee beans are good for Starbucks' bottom line, but disastrous for coffee growers. At just under 50 cents a pound, world coffee prices have dropped by two-thirds since 1997, and many farmers in developing countries say they no longer can earn a living by growing coffee. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
You'd never know it from what you pay for a latte, but world coffee prices are at their lowest level in 32 years. In parts of Central America, the price has dipped to just over half the cost of production. Honduran business consultant Jackie Sandoval compares this slump to Hurricane Mitch, which ravaged her country in 1998.
You know, it might not be that bridges are blown out and it doesn't look dramatic on the TV, but I mean, when you have this huge amount of people that don't have what to live off of, it can be worse than a hurricane.
And Sandoval says it's taken a big bite out of the nation's income.
Coffee is normally our second or third major producer of money, of resources for the country. So it's a very important crisis that we're going through in Honduras.
Ricardo Espitina, who heads El Salvador's Coffee Council, says hundreds of thousands of jobs have disappeared.
We're expecting a reduction of close to 60% this year as compared to our normal levels. We have a situation where the people in extreme poverty are being hit the most because of this crisis.
And he says many are leaving their farms, searching for work in cities and in the United States. Liam Brody, coffee program coordinator for Oxfam America, says the situation is just as dire in Africa.
For countries like Ethiopia, where two-thirds of their economy is dependent upon coffee, we're talking about destruction of a way of life.
Some trace the crisis to the collapse of an international quota system that used to limit production. Some point to a surge in exports from Brazil. But most growers blame Vietnam. Nicolas de Subiria from Medellin, Colombia, says 2 decades ago, Vietnam exported almost no coffee.
Because in este momento, Vietnam produces más café que Colombia.
Now, Vietnam produces more coffee than Colombia. Colombia was the second largest producer of coffee after Brazil. But now Vietnam is the second largest producer.
The coffee Vietnam is flooding the market with is Robusta, which is blended into canned coffee sold in supermarkets. Coffee consultant Christopher London says you can taste it.
It's sort of a grassy flavor underneath, kind of at the bottom of the cup, whereas the brighter notes, the higher acidity it embodies, are kind of in the top of the palate and in the cheeks that you get from the Arabica.
Robusta is a hardy, high-yield plant that can grow at low altitudes where Arabica can't. It can produce the same amount of coffee with a fourth the labor. London says Vietnam has stressed quantity over quality.
It's not even just that it's Robusta, it's a bad Robusta. Very little care taken to grade out the product so that you separate the wheat from the chaff, essentially. We're getting the wheat and the chaff. I've seen some of these samples, and you have a whole bunch of black beans and a bunch of sticks and stones and all kinds of material in there.
Specialty or gourmet coffee roasters have stuck with Arabica. Roger Schumann, president of Quartermain Coffee, is examining a batch of freshly roasted beans.
What we're looking for is the coffee to be evenly roasted, puffed up, nice shoulders on them, as we say.
Schumann cups or samples every batch, a procedure that involves a lot of slurping and snorting. Low global coffee prices are benefiting Schumann and other roasters for now.
But that is kind of a selfish point of view because that doesn't keep in mind what it costs the people that are growing the coffee and all the people involved in the supply chain. They're losing money. And the risk is that in years to come, they won't be here. And conceivably, it's putting at risk the great coffee that's available in the world.
The booming specialty coffee industry offers growers some hope. Companies like Quartermain will pay a premium for top quality beans, and some have begun buying direct from farmers to help them stay in business. But coffee consultant Christopher London says this alone won't fix the problem because specialty coffee isn't for everyone and it still accounts for just 17% of what Americans consume.
The system is broken. The market is behaving in a way that's contrary to what people want.
Even Vietnamese producers are now complaining about the low prices, and executives from leading commercial brands worry that good Arabica suppliers will go under. Things are likely to get worse next year. Commodity analysts expect that production will jump by nearly 12% and the global surplus will double. And even at rock-bottom prices, there's a limit to how much coffee people will drink. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.